Well, John, what did you think of the performance, first of all?
Scrappy. I don't think you can come into games against non-league opposition and have five or six of your players below par. If that does happen, then you're going to be in difficulty, I thought. The goal, again, mistakes led up to it. Poor goal, conceded set piece again. And I just said to the players, look, if you can say to me, if you've applied yourselves like me and my staff have done this week, and we've made sure we've done things properly, and you're always wary of a bit of complacency and whether we can handle the expectancy of the occasion and the pressure, because we've got a young team, and some of us didn't today, and we'll look at that. Sometimes I can't fault the effort of some of the lads, but we're a League One team. We're on a really good run. I think we need to, if it's just going to be a scrappy match, then we're going to be level with them, but we need to just to keep the ball better. And our players need to be brave and get on the ball, and decision making from some of our younger players wasn't good today. I thought we were quite scruffy and got scrappy at times, and goal changes it, because they can sit in, and we had chances, yeah, you can say that, but I don't think we did enough to deserve it. And credit to Macclesfield, credit to John and his team. I'd like to wish them all the best in the second round, but it hurts me, this one, of course it does, but I'll get stronger from it, and the players have got to do that as well, because it's what I do next. And disappointed, but too many below par today, and we'll be looking at that and analysing why.
One of the keys, anyway, for me watching on, was the fact that they'd shackled Osthuma, didn't they? They man-marked him, and he couldn't wriggle away from either Andy Halls in the first half or Mitch Hancock's in the second.
Yeah, they did. They changed the formation to a 4-1-4-1, but we've had that this season, haven't we? Teams have done that. Good League One teams have tried to stop him, but he needs to drift out and find little pockets somewhere else. And I thought Josh Ginnelly did okay at times, but we just didn't do it enough. Whether it's a belief or the quality just wasn't there today, and maybe the tension and the occasion got to a few of my younger players, and that's what I've been. That was my fear this week, and I've done my best to try and just let them look at it in a light-hearted way, and just go and enjoy the occasion. But some of them didn't. I think Macclesfield enjoyed that today. I don't think many of my players did, and that's the key for me. And if you're not enjoying something, your energy levels drop off as well. So I'll take it for my team today. I'll take that defeat, because I can analyse and pick positives from it to build on for next week, because that's all I can do. I've got to get ready for Leicester now. So I've just asked the players to look at themselves. If they've applied themselves like I have this week, then you can hold your head up. If you haven't, and you know some of your teammates that haven't, then please have a word. Have a word and just learn from it, because it's a harsh lesson, because now you're going to be watching that draw on Monday night, and it's not a good thing to be out of the cup.
No, and there were moans at the final, so you can understand the supporters' response today.
I can. Yeah, they've got a right for that. I'm not going to argue against the fans on that one. I'd like to moan as well, but I'm the manager of the football club, so I'm going to try and take positives from it. But they'll also people have to be accountable. I won't be hiding away from anything. And my players won't, because that's the only way we're going to get better. And we need to start another run now, and I can't do anything about what's just happened, but I can do what's to come. Do something about what's to come.